Welcome all.
Okay.
Okay.
I want to introduce you tonight to a new member of our share team, Donna Dregan. And Donna is going to be our host tonight. This is her first time to do it. Pray for her to do it, to be comfortable and for it all to go smooth for her. I'm going to mute you now, and she will explain a little bit more about that as we go through. So hang on, and I'm going to let, after I mute, Donna will have to unmute. So.
Okay.
Okay, Donna, I hope we can hear you now. I can't hear you yet, so maybe you'll have to hit star six if your phone doesn't do it.
Okay, can you hear me?
Now I can hear you, yes.
Okay.
So you can go ahead.
All right. It's a challenge to keep track of all of us attending this class, but we'd like to meet you, and we'd love to know where you're from. And if you'd like to meet another in your area who's like-minded, please let us know. We have contacts all over the world, and don't feel isolated. If you would like to stay updated with Heart Center activities, offers, and services, updates about current happenings from the Masters, please make a note to contact us, and we'll put you on our regular email or snail mail list. You'll hear from us every few weeks, most likely, or someone can call you if you prefer. Now, our active team members are Donna, Leela, Dee, Dwyn, Marlene, Cindy, Jennifer, Autumn, and me, Donna Dregan, as of tonight. And we present this class as we are available to answer questions, find out answers, pray with you, and encourage you. If any attending this class would like to help us, please contact Donna Korth or Barbara Gabbert or any of the team members you know. We have a prayer team that prays for everyone we know that is invited to this class, and we're composed of many people whose desire is to hold the balance of light upon the earth by first intimately knowing our God presence and discovering our reason for being, then emanating light as directed by our I Am presence. And the Heart Center consists of people from every imaginable religious or non-religious background, Catholics, Buddhists, Baptists, Unitarians, agnostics, you name it. We work closely with the Ascended Masters, those beings who have fulfilled their karmic debt on earth, and now with the angels in heaven and other cosmic beings to assist us towards our ascension. Within the Heart Center community, we realize personal enlightenment through our higher self and share the Ascended Masters' love, wisdom, teachings throughout the earth. We live in sustainable golden crystal age communities in joy and in harmony with Mother Nature. Using solar science of the spirit, we radiate light and we live and love as one. We have a wonderful class tonight with Mother Mary, who is an Archaea, the feminine counterpart of the archangels. She's the twin flame of Archangel Raphael. And we also have a wonderful lady from our Heart Center Council who is multi-talented in many areas. She has been a teacher, secretary, musician, songwriter, and also a most elegant music words, as well as a wonderful friend and faithful prayer partner to numerous Heart friends. She's Carol Wells from Chicago, Illinois area. I suggest you have a pen and paper and use a landline phone with a speaker if possible. They only cost about $5 more than a regular phone, and your hands are then free, enabling you to walk around or take notes. You can then take the phone with you if you must move. We will keep callers muted to eliminate background noise, and we have muted you. We can unmute yourself by pressing star 6, and if you'd like to share something at our sharing times, please speak loudly and clearly into the phone, and when you are through speaking, press star 6 again, and you'll be muted again. During our class, we sometimes allow questions or a brief comment. If you partake of this, please limit yourself to 2, so we can finish the class on time. We'll have a prayer request time for those who can stay for 10 or 15 minutes longer when the class is over, and you're invited to stay over at the end. Questions or suggestions can also come then. I would like for Dwayne, if you would, to please give an invocation for our opening, please.
We can't hear you, Dwayne.
I'm sorry, I was trying to get unmuted, and I believe I am now.
Yes, you're fine now.
Yes. Thank you. In the name of the I Am That I Am and our Holy Christ Buddha selves, we give our gratitude to beloved Mother Mary and all the angels of heaven, all the most grand singers and musicians that we can imagine. And we ask for your presence with us. Lift up our minds and our hearts and our consciousness so that we may take in every level of this teaching coming forth. And beloved Mother Mary's precious words, seal us in your light and move us forward in the truly the song of the heart throughout our days. We are so grateful for your presence. Thank you. Amen.
Thank you. We're going to now do a breathing meditation called pranayama to relax and align ourselves with the Holy Spirit. Consider your breath as a gift and part of the Holy Spirit as we do this together, which you can do with the phone in one hand. Close your eyes and look at the inside of your eyelids. Then with eyes closed, look up towards that place in the center of your forehead between your elbows, your eyebrows, the location of your third eye chakra. See your breath coming in and out as a brilliant light, entering every cell of your body. Mother Mary said, the Holy Spirit is of a feminine gender. This we say, her, when referring to the Holy Spirit. Now we're going to do two little breathing exercises. One, we're going to be just counting, and I will count and you will breathe. First, you'll breathe in, then you'll hold it for 8 counts, and then you'll breathe in 8 counts, hold it for 8 counts, you'll breathe out for 8 counts, and hold it for 8 counts. And I will tell you to breathe in or hold it or out or hold, and I will count. So, are you ready? All right, so I want everyone to breathe in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Hold. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Hold. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Now we're going to do this to a mantra, and you will breathe in again and hold it for 8 counts, but it's going to be with 8 syllables. And I will say these, and then hold your breath again and breathe out, and then hold it again, just as we did just a moment ago. All right, everyone breathe in. I breathe in my Holy Spirit. Hold. I absorb all of her merit. Breathe out. I breathe out her light to the world. Hold. I am seeing God's love unfurled. I'm going to do this again. Breathe in. I breathe in my Holy Spirit. Hold. I absorb all of her merit. Breathe out. I breathe out her light to the world. Hold. I am seeing God's love unfurled. Good. Great. Now we're going to do a prayer to Archangel Michael, and I believe everyone has received this in your snail mail that was sent or by the email. You are muted so that you will only hear me say the prayer, but please repeat the prayer with me. We're going to do Archangel Michael's prayer one time. Ready. Prayer with Archangel Michael. In the name of Archangel Michael, I say, O God, I am here this evening to serve with all of my heart, with all of my soul, with all of my being. I give you my heart, O Lord. Live in me, love through me, protect me and all who are on this call from all distractions, from all technical problems, and allow your heart, your mind, your being to flow and sing within me, within us, to serve all life until their freedom in the light. Thank you. Amen. Now, the next one that we're going to do is, O Mother Light, Arise. We'll do this three times, and it's in your songbook 40.008. I want you to visualize white light purifying all of the chakras as it goes from the base of the spine to the top of your head. As we say this three times together, O Mother Light, Ascension Fire, O Kundalini Rise, from base to crown, each channel cleanse, your flame now purifies. O currents of your crystal stream, intensify within, accelerating sanctity, each chakra glow and spin. O Mother Light, Ascension Fire, O Kundalini Power, from base to crown, your radiating light expand this hour. O Mother Light, Ascension Fire, O Kundalini Rise, from base to crown, each channel cleanse, your flame now purifies. O currents of your crystal stream, intensify within, accelerating sanctity, each chakra glow and spin. O Mother Light, Ascension Fire, O Kundalini Power, from base to crown, your radiating light expand this hour. O Mother Light, Ascension Fire, O Kundalini Rise, from base to crown, each channel cleansed, your flame now purifies. O currents of your crystal stream, intensify within, accelerating sanctity, each chakra glow and spin. O Mother Light, Ascension Fire, O Kundalini Power, from base to crown, your radiating light expand this hour. In the fullness of your cosmic joy, we accept these prayers manifest here and now with full love, wisdom, and power, anchored in the earth, air, fire, and water, ether, and tangibly manifest in our lives and in the lives of all evolutions of light throughout cosmos.
Thank you, Donna. Before we get the privilege of hearing Mother Mary share with us the wonders of praying with the music, with and then following the most talented Carol Wells, who will show us how this happens, I want to tell you a little bit about Mother Mary. Now, you all know that Mother Mary is the mother of Jesus, and you know now that she's the Archaea, or the feminine archangel, twin flame of Raphael, and she's on the fifth ray, which is the green ray. The temple, or the place that Archangel Raphael and Mother Mary have in the etheric realm, is over Fatima, Portugal. And Mother Mary also serves with Jesus in the Resurrection Temple that's over the Holy Land. And, of course, we know that although she was an archangel, she's also taken physical embodiment. In the early days of Atlantis, Mother Mary served in the Healing Temple. She tended the flame, and she studied the healing arts and the disciplines that were necessary for bringing about precipitation or bringing about answers to our prayers. Now, she was also the mother of David. In the days of the prophet Samuel, Mary was called to be the wife of Jesse and the mother of his eight sons. So she had eight boys. Ever fulfilling her role as the mother Ray, Mary, in this incarnation of her soul on earth, magnified the light of the seven rays of the Christ in these first seven sons of Jesse. But in the youngest one, who was David, King David, and you're all familiar with King David, who wrote much of the Psalms, she glorified not only the full complement of virtues from God, but she also glorified the majesty and mastery of the eighth ray, which David exemplified in his reign and extolled in his Psalms. And we can talk more about that later. David himself was re-embodied as Jesus. In Mary's final embodiment, she came forth under the direction of the hierarchy, chosen of God to bear Jesus the Christ, who would demonstrate the laws of alchemy and the victory that every man must attain over the sin that we encounter on this by living on this planet. Sin over sin and sickness and death. When she was just a child, she was placed in a temple for training in the science of the Immaculate Concept, and that means seeing everything as perfect and as God intends it to be. Her twin flame, Archangel Raphael, together with members of the angelic host, assisted her in the development of the Mother Principle in order that her consciousness might become a womb for the seed of the Christ. Now, during childhood, she focused on her outer consciousness, those momentums that she had developed long ago on Atlantis at inner levels. Now, when Mary was still a young girl, Joseph, who was an embodiment of Saint Germain, was sent to be the guardian and protector of Mary and Jesus. Together, the three of them, the three members of the Holy Family, composed the threefold flame that was not only the basis for family unity, but also for the entire Christian period or Christian dispensation. Interestingly enough, Saint John of Damascus describes how at the close of this magnificent embodiment of Mary's service and initiation, that Mary ascended from a tomb in which the apostles had placed her body after her passing. And upon opening the tomb 3 days later, they found only 12 white lilies. Her ascension is celebrated on the 15th of August. And if you want to, on the 15th of August, in her name, you can honor that ascension by lighting a candle if you wish and turning to some of her songs and prayers that we have in our song prayer book, and using some of them in her honor. I would like you to know that the Aquarian age is the age of the Mother and of the Holy Spirit. It is the age when we're meant to experience and express the Mother Light. In this age that we are going into now, you're going to see more and more women leaders who are going to be balanced. They're going to be full of love, and hopefully they will end this horrendous time we've gone through of abortions. We won't go into that, but it will be the age when we are meant to experience and express the mother aspect of God. Coming to understand this feminine aspect of God will liberate the creative feminine energy within all of us, both man and woman, the energy of beauty and creativity, intuition and inspiration and compassion that the woman is meant to exemplify and teach the man. And so far, that is only beginning, but we do have a good start, more, and you'll see more and more women leaders arising in the days to come. Now we're going to hear this wonderful, wonderful heartstring from Mother Mary, and I want to explain just a little bit about that. In the beginning, she says, I'm going to explain it now rather than interrupt. In the beginning, she says that it was necessary to have a replaying of a message from Archangel Michael before she could come. And it was because there was quite a bit of darkness at that moment or at that time. This was in 2005, and Archangel Michael had come shortly before and had cleared much of that away. You can hear all these wonderful replays of these messages if you go to the Media Center or to the Heart Streams Center on that horizontal purple bar across our homepage of the heartcentercommunity.org. So here we go. I'm going to start this heart stream right now.
My friends, I come, and I am grateful for your presence and your continued determination to stand with the hosts of the light. It was necessary to have replaying of this action of the coming of Archangel Michael before my coming today. And I ask on his behalf that this dictation be played once in every 24 hours to re-anchor the light of its magnificent release. For as you know, Archangel Michael does direct all the legions of light throughout the earth. And in the ongoing battle of Armageddon, the acceleration of your personal communion with this captain of the Lord's hosts is necessary for the saving of sentient beings. As you may have known, the angels do descend in preparation for the coming of the Lord Christ, clearing the way through the action of their sacred spiritual work on behalf of mankind. And even before my coming at Fatima, the angels did come to clear the way at many levels, beloved hearts. You have heard the sacred word invoked by those in the community and Jeffrey, who serve valiantly day after day on behalf of their master and many ascended beings who frequent that sacred order of the Great White Brotherhood, which they call the Universal White Brotherhood. We suggest that you blend your voices with theirs.
Now, I just want to mention a couple of things right here for those of you who are new. When she's talking about the Battle of Armageddon, it's mentioned that the actual spelling of Armageddon is only once in the Bible. It's in Revelation 16:16. The actual word was Megiddo, M-E-G-I-D-D-O, and the word that there's another small word before that. It's an area, Har Megiddon. It's called H-A-R and then M-E-G-I-D-D-E-N, which is in the Megiddo area, and that was an area where there were many battles, and it was also Armageddon is also used to term the for many people, as far as we understand now, a period that lasted from 3.5 to 7 years, and there's some differences of opinion there. And supposedly that ended on December 21st and is subsiding. That doesn't mean we're through with any hard trials or tests yet. The earth is like child going through childbirth right now. So there is a lot of battling still going on, as you know. Then when she mentions the Great White Brotherhood, what that means is light, the white light of the Brotherhood, the purity, the perfection of it. It does not have anything to do with races or racial connotations in any sense of the word. I kind of wish sometimes it would just say the Great Light Brotherhood, but they want you to know the purity of the Brotherhood, and so that's why they use that term there. So now we'll go on.
And I, Mary F., as the angel and archai of the fifth ray, that you consider also beginning to master the aspect of the invocation through song of the sacred fire as they do, singing your decrees in harmony with various ones of you, singing the decree and the root note, others on the scale of the third and others in the fifth, creating a harmonic release which will most powerfully accelerate and amplify the work that you and we desire to do together. The power released through the engaging of your heart through singing is tremendous. And those of you who attended their sacred ceremonies now have a greater understanding of this aspect of the release of the sacred fire through all of the chakras. Harmony accelerated through the scales of the chakras. Is a sacred science that we teach at our retreat. The angel choirs sing in harmony, beloved hearts. And some of you who have heard with your inner ear this sound will never forget. That tonal bliss that comes when in resonance, hundreds and thousands and unlimited numbers of cosmic beings and angels to declare the handiwork of the Lord through the issuing forth through that sacred throat center, the sound of the heart. Therefore, I suggest that those among you who have an understanding of music and scales and tones work from this day forward to develop this sacred science to a greater extent than you have understood in the past. Look what can be done when those who are trained can take a simple one-note melody and expand it unto a cascading waterfall of fragrant devotion to the heart of the One. You are the heart's center. Will it not be most fun and enjoyable to mingle your voices with ours in this manner, beloved one? The joy, even the novelty of this freshness will add credence to and acceptance of this dispensation among others of your brothers and sisters when they have overcome that fear of who you are and who you are becoming. And one day they will hear the sacred harmony, the music of the spheres resounding within their own chakras. And then step into and up into the greater light that we bear. O my Holy One, I am with you always in the cadence and the preciousness of your heart's communion with me. I am your Mother Mary, the fragrant rose of devotion to our Lord.
Thank you, Mother Mary. I just want to mention here that Mother Mary represents for us the Mother Light, or the mother figure, although there are many mothers in heaven. We know Kuan Yin and Lady Masters, like Lady Master Christine and Nada, and so many wonderful dear mother figures in heaven that love us and care for us and are ready to assist us in any way. I do want to tell you just for a moment here before we go on that there are seven archangels in Archaea that represent the seven rays of light and colors and seven major aspects of God's consciousness. And if you would like to see how the colors are developing in your own higher self or your causal body, which is around your higher self, you'll see, of course, everybody's is different depending on what kind of spiritual development they have had in this lifetime. But all you have to do is look at the picture on the home page on the right as you scroll down, and above it, it says your Buddha nature, and you'll see a picture of your higher self, your Father, Mother, God, represented there with all the colors of the rainbow going around him and her. And then you'll see your Christic Buddhic self as the mediator that enables you to communicate fully with your higher self. And then you'll see yourself at the bottom. So look at that picture and visualize it for yourself. It's a wonderful visualization of seeing yourself immaculately. And now I want to introduce to you Carol Wells, who is a songwriter, a singer, a teacher, a pianist, a secretary, a devoted wife and daughter, and heart friend to all. I love her dearly. She's a real inspiration to me. She, just everything about Carol has meant a lot to me and helping me grow as I have been in these teachings in the Heart Center at this time. So I hope Carol is with us. We're a little bit early here. And Carol, if you're there, just click on star 6 and join us.
Hi, Donna.
Hi, Carol.
Thank
I want you.
You
to say a little bit more about yourself, that everybody may become thoroughly acquainted with you, anything you would like, and then we will start the questions and let you carry on.
Hi, Donna, again, and thank you for that very beautiful introduction that leaves me humbled, because I feel the same way about you. And I am so grateful to be here and honored to be here tonight with all of you. Good evening. I'd like to share a little bit of background that has to do with why I was invited here. I preface my comments by saying I am in no way an accomplished musician, but I feel that when we give our gifts to God, He provides the platform and the increase. And our desire and our surrender is the key, are the keys to being of service. When I was young, I enjoyed singing. I was born into a family and a Christian community that worshiped in a very lively fashion, and their mode of praise was singing, and singing songs that had quite a rhythm to them, many short songs that were easily memorized that we would sing without looking at any hymn books, and would go from one, which we would call chorus, to another chorus in our times of praise. And as a child, I loved it. I was brought to church all the time, and I accepted Jesus as my Savior when I was 5 years old. I remember the experience as if it were yesterday, remembering His presence, remembering crying. I don't think so much because of feeling the burden of sin as much as the upliftment of His love. Oftentimes at home, I would go to my piano and pick out little melodies and create little songs to Jesus. And there were times I was all by myself, and as I would sing these songs, something would come over me and I would cry. And it wasn't sadness, as I said before. For me, it's always been that when the presence is near, I cry. And I can go through some really difficult situations and not shed a tear, and I feel I'm pretty much emotionally balanced. However, when I am moved by the Spirit, that's how it happens with me, and still does. So for many years, after I grew into my teen years, I did a lot of singing in the church and playing to the degree I was capable. I went on to college, sang there. After college and going into my profession, my father passed away. I'd moved away from home. My father died 2 years after I moved away. And I was so burdened by this passing, and also because of things that had happened to me in my spiritual path, I didn't sing for decades, and I hardly touched the piano. Then I found the teachings of the Ascended Masters in 1987, and I started having a reason to sing again. Then in 2000, through the strong encouragement of a pastor with whom I was working in an Ascended Master activity, he said, "Carol, we have to make our songs singable We have to have our congregation open up their hearts to God. Many of us have been decreeing for years and years, and somehow I think we decree too much in our head, and our hearts are not open. And he commissioned me to create from my past and from any original inspirations I had, chorus upon chorus that we could sing in our services. And that's when it all began again. And one of the first songs that I wrote came to me in a dream. And I share this with you because of Mother Mary's words and the reality of hearing the choirs of heaven and the orchestrations of heaven. It was about 4 o'clock in the morning, and I woke up from a very lucid dream. I heard the voice of a contralto female singer, and she was singing this simple little melody.
Oh, holy dove, descend from above.
And it went on a little bit more, and in back of her, there was a choir that felt like there were 10,000 voices in it, and an orchestra that was immense. You know what my first thought was in my human? Why all of this background for such a simple melody? I awakened, and I went downstairs to my piano, and I kept trying to play the melody that I was hearing. And I quickly wrote the staff and placed the notes as I was hearing them and the words. And all I really got from the dream was just the chorus part, something, and maybe not even all of it. So it was,
oh, holy dove, descend from above, winged spirit love, evangel of love.
And then it faded. I'm going, oh, I can't remember it, I can't remember it. And over a period of time, I prayed and meditated, and words came, a little bit more of a struggle to make them rhyme in the melody I worked with. Those first several bars, though, came straight from this dream, for which I am eternally grateful and strive to experience again. So that's my training. For me, God placed me, I believe, in this experience because I required learning more about serving and worshiping in joy. So that's my background. Thank you.
That's so exciting, Carol. I know everyone appreciates hearing that. And I would like for you to share a little bit more about how we can accelerate and amplify our prayer life with music. Because I know this is a new thought to people, and I think it's such a wonderful suggestion Mother Mary made.
Well, you know, really, in one sense, it's a new thought to Ascended Master pupils who have for years, through the understanding of the science of the spoken word, given our prayers in a fiat-type fashion, a monotone type fashion, which I don't know if some of you have heard in previous classes with Donna or on our broadcast. And there is an absolute important reason for that. In this dispensation, Mother Mary comes to tell us the importance then of when we give our prayers in a monotone to give it in harmonic monotone and to take some of our prayers and put music to them. So this has been something I've been working with as time has allowed with many other responsibilities for the Heart Center. And I guess to give you an example, You know, Donna, I don't know what prayers you have shared with your group in the past, so you can stop me if maybe it might not be workable. However, there's one prayer, 10.000, Dear Michael, protect us.
Oh, that would be great, yes.
And we usually give it like this. Dear Michael, Archangel, we call unto you, protect us, defend us in circles of blue. Blaze, God, power, protection, direction, and might, the will to keep on in the victory of light. Transcendent blue lightning, now help us to fly. Take us with your host to retreats in the sky. And or we'll give it in a monotone. Dear Michael, Archangel, we call unto you, protect us, defend us in circles of blue, and so forth. All which is scientific, all which is very important to the releasing of light from heaven through our crystal cord, through our chakras into the world. What Mother Mary is saying to us is reminding us